In my lesson yesterday, I spoke on the subject of the death of John the Baptist. In Matthew chapter 14 and verse 12, I'll begin reading. The Bible says that his disciples came and took up the body of John the Baptist and buried it, and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard of it, he departed from there by ship into a desert place. When the people had heard thereof, followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them. And he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said to them, "They need not depart. Give them to eat." And they said to Jesus, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Jesus said, "Bring them hither." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. Mark tells us that it was green grass. Therefore we know it was not in the winter time. Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides the women and the children. There was 2 banquets in Galilee that year. One was at the birthday party of Herod. The other was this feeding of the 5,000. When Jesus heard of the assassination of John the Baptist, he crossed by boat to the eastern shore of the Lake of Galilee. Jesus urged them to do so because there were many comings and goings. They had no leisure so much as to eat. When the crowds knew that he had gone and where he had gone, they followed him on foot, going around the north end of the lake. The speed of traveling by boat in those days is measured by the fact that the people walked perhaps 8 miles while the disciples was rowing some 6 miles. When they landed and Jesus came out of the boat, he found a huge crowd waiting for him. Instead of being annoyed by their presence, he was moved with compassion towards them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he healed their sick. As the day grew to a close, the disciples came to Jesus with a reminder that it was late and the people needed to go get food. The disciples suggested send them away so that they could go to the nearest villages and buy victuals. Jesus said, "They don't have to go. Feed them." The disciples told Jesus that there is only 5 loaves and 2 fishes on hand, just 1 boy's lunch. The disciples had made their calculations without taking the master into account. Is not this what we do often when faced with a task that God has given us? We look at our resources and think, "It is impossible for us to do this." When we figure God into our calculations, we discover that all things are possible through God. When they told Jesus about the lad's lunch, he said, "Bring it to me." A significant point in this story is that the disciples did what Jesus said. And Jesus took the 5 loaves, the 2 fishes. He blessed it, broke it, and gave the broken loaves and fishes to the disciple, who in turn served the crowd. The disciples actually fed the multitude. When they went into partnership with Jesus, the lesson for every Christian, no matter how impossible the assignment that God may give you, with divine help, it can be done. With God, nothing is impossible. I hope today's lesson has spoken to your heart. I hope that you have been blessed by the Word. I hope you've been encouraged to press forward and do greater things for God. If you have been inspired by these lessons, let me know. Send me an email to BibleStrong316@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you.